Officials estimate the Schroeder fire has now reached 2,100 acres. The fire began Monday morning on private property. Officials know where the fire started but are still investigating the cause. Closures and evacuations remain in effect as officials reevaluate areas that have been burned. Rob Powell is the incident commander for the Schroeder fire. He says they have containment near the Westbury Trail subdivision in Pinedale Heights, which is part of the western border of the city. Powell says crews still have some work to do before allowing folks to return home. He also says crews will turn their focus to protecting structures in Cleghorn Canyon.
There's still fire backing down into the canyon. We're feeling good with security on the rest of the portions on the fire, but like we say, we still have hazards out there that we need to mitigate before we just allow people to go back in.
The fire is aided by wind, drought, and low humidity. Winds are expected to die down and temperatures should drop. That will give crews a chance to further contain the fire. There are fires popping up across western South Dakota and the Black Hills this spring. That concerns Governor Kristi Noem.
It is really early to be doing this, so we're probably one of the first in the nation this year for 2021 facing this kind of a situation. And nationwide, some of the resources that would normally be available to us during firefighting season just weren't set up yet because it is so early in the year. But I think our response has been outstanding considering that situation.
The state is in drought conditions that climate officials say could expand without more rain or snow. Meteorologists expect South Dakota to see above average temperatures until June. Mount Rushmore remains closed as a wildfire there has reached 117 acres and is about 30% contained. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.